Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 5th of April. I am joined in the studio today by my brand spanking new co-host, the young Ben Abbott.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I don't know when I'm going to stop being the young Ben.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe when you...
maybe when I grow up.
Yeah. Maybe when you go. Stick with it. So even when you're 16, you're the young Ben Abbott.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep it. That's like my moniker now. So, yeah, it's comes part and parcel.
The young Ben Abbott. We love it. Thank you for joining us this week, Ben. It's great to have you. And our guest today is the absolutely superly gorgeous.
Aww.
You are. Zoe Cairns, international social media speaker and owner of ZC Social Media.
Yeah.
I got it right, didn't I?
Yeah,
I had to think about that for a minute.
Thank you for inviting me on. I'm super excited.
It's so great to have you on today. And just going to take this full opportunity. We are all going social media mad today because yeah. It's one of those subjects that people still shy away from, don't they? And there's still so much controversy about it. But I love it.
It's a way of connecting and building relationships.
Definitely.
Fantastic.
And it's one of those things, isn't it? For the amount of negative it gets, there is so much positive about it and so much positive ways you can use it if you use it right. So fabulous. So watch out, guys. We may not stop talking by the end of the show, so by now, in case we fall off the end of the show, we get cut off. It's like, you know, we're not broadcasting anymore. We don't care, we're still speaking. We do want to hear from you. We've had some lovely tweets come in this morning, so do keep those tweets coming in. If you've got any questions from us or your social media, I'm sure Zoe and Ben will help you today with that. So give us a tweet at Bunker Extra, hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker. If you want to give us a call in the studio, we're happy to talk to you on the phone, so call us 01233 220035. Do give us a tweet or something first, because I can never see the phone flashing. So I phoned you, but I didn't answer. I can never see it. And do keep emailing me. If you've got an event coming up, we're going to do events, hotspots, highlights from now on. So if you've got an event, if it's a networking event, it's a big event, give us an email, bunkerextra@gmail.com. And let us know all about it. Now, just briefly look back on last week's show. Last week's show was really great. We had co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and our guest was Aaron Priest, who's a co-founder of Solo Press. And if you haven't heard of Solo Press, where have you been? But to be fair, a lot of people haven't. But they are an online printing company. Their USP is that they deliver overnight in 24 hours. Whatever you need, they'll deliver it overnight. And it was lovely to have Aaron on. So Aaron co-founded Solo Press in 2000. And he was just telling us his story of the journey of, you know, spending weeks and weeks at the printing press and not going home, and the amount of work that it took to do it. And also the support he got from his wife.
It's quite inspiring when you hear stories like that.
It is. And I think it's one of those things, when you're in it, it's really hard, but when you're out, you know, coming out the other end of it. And he did sell Solo Press 2 years ago to a German company, but he's still part of the management there. And he said hearing his story was awe-inspiring. And I don't often look up my guests because I like to get to know them when we're speaking, yeah. But I did give him a little Google. And there was one article I read that he was saying that at one point he had all his hair shaved off because he didn't have time to go and get a haircut. So he thought he'd just have it all shaved off and that would save him like 6 months. Exactly. I didn't have to wash it. But I guess it's that type of thing. And also, it was quite funny, speaking when he started, which was 2000, digital was still very, very new then.
Yeah.
There wasn't, you know, social media.
I remember 1999 when they thought everything was going to crash.
Yeah, exactly. The millennium.
I won't tell you how old I was.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Let's move forward from that.
Were you born then?
I was under 10.
But going through, so, you know, I could be wrong, but I feel business is easier these days, in only the aspect of, because of digital presence and online social media and all those type of things, because you can use them to help you with your business. Whereas obviously back in the day, you didn't have all that. It was all, you know, hard selling, advertising, and all those type of things. And obviously the printing industry has changed. People think that it's dead, but it's not, because you can print on everything.
Yeah, you can.
Literally anything and everything, and utilize it. So yeah, it's really great. So if you did miss that show, if you go to the website bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, it was on there. It was show 97, and it was really nice. And again, we just ran out of time to hear all his story. And he's actually now, we're going to have him back again in a couple of months, because he's now looking to work with apprenticeships and try to encourage, because again, the print industry is another industry which needs skills.
Yeah.
And I suppose people
think they don't want to get into that industry because they think it's dying, and the stuff they're reading about it. So I think it's really important to still have those skills.
Yeah, so he's been the voice of it, because you need those skills to keep the industry going. So yeah.
Definitely, and especially like things like the event industry, it's almost whenever you don't have something printed for it, they're like, well, you need to go get that done. This has to go out like immediately. So being able to do the 24 hours and just the printing in general is a massive
last minute print. Because people come up to you and say, have you got a leaflet on that? So I have to chat with you first, won't they, at your stand? And they say, oh, have you got a leaflet on that so I can take it home?
Mine was always roller banners.
Because
I didn't buy a roller banner until January this year.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, well, you need one. And I was like, what? Do I? It's just I can tell you what I do. You know, we can have the conversation, but it's such a
it's building that
thing.
Brand, isn't exactly, it? Having your brand there on the day and really showcasing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, definitely. And also, obviously, because of the way that the world nowadays with sustainability, obviously the print industry again are they're already printing on sustainable paper, vegetable inks, recycling. So they're always looking at ways to innovate to help with the world of sustainability these days. So no. Great, absolutely love it. We've got some tweets coming in. We had a tweet from Neil Shorthouse, who he said he can't listen today. He's going to listen later, but he's delivering a leadership workshop at Villa Hotels. So he gave us a tweet
in Maldives.
Is he in the Maldives still?
Yeah, he's in the Maldives.
He's just so jealous
again.
He calls it work.
Fantastic,
but whether it is or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
and what else have we got? Can you find them, Ben? I've lost them all again.
Yeah, we've got a tweet from 62 Tech. Morning, guys. Megan will be listening in today. We've had a busy week in the office with client work and getting our exhibition stands designed for events next month. It's getting busy for events now, isn't it?
It is beginning. Yeah, well, it's event season, the exhibition season has begun. It's great. We've had one from Mark Goldfinch. So Mark, who was one of our co-hosts, has left the team but because he's too busy working, which is good.
It's good.
We love that. So we will have him back on as a guest. But he's good luck. Have a great show. Chips and Dinks. I have to say that very slowly because I do say that wrong very often. That's Bev and Tony shouted out, have a great show. Thank you, guys. It's lovely to
have
you.
When I think about Chips and Dinks, I always think how great he makes your car look shiny. Yes.
My old car, he had to repair twice for me.
Oh, wow.
Both of them were not my fault. Can I just say?
That
always means it's your fault.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of them was, the other wasn't. But no, they did a fantastic. And also, we're going to get Tony to, we've got a front room table, which is oak. We've recently got new black chairs. So he's going to spray the table black to match the chairs for
that's
us. Because that's the other thing you forget about Tony. He does all furnishings as well. Yeah. So if you, break something in the house, he can fix
can repair it
and make it look good, which is great. Who else is? Oh, and Athel Bray, the lovely Kate, and Keith Merrin. Hello, happy Friday from Afro Dream. We are busy, as you can see. They've got their grandson with them. Aww. So cute. Success planning for the business is essential, and it's never too soon to start making plans.
I like the future boss t-shirt.
That's really cool. I like that. This forms part of our management program to ensure develop staff so they are ready to take over the reins. That's great. The trainings
really
they do are fantastic. Have we got any more there, Ben?
Yes, we got one from the Chic Stylist. Morning, Bunker Extra. Good luck on your debut show with Amanda. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I will be great. It's fine.
Absolutely.
If I don't, it'll be embarrassing. So let's move forward. I'm disappointed that I'm not co-hosting today. Actually, I was missing out on chatting to the lovely Zoe Kearns.
Oh, thank you.
I'm busy day following up with my Style in the City event.
Oh, wow. Have a good time.
Yeah, have a great time.
Yeah, brilliant. So keep those coming in. We've got loads more. We'll read a few more in a little while. But there's just... You know what? This just gets the conversation started. Look at all the tweets and retweets and all the messages we've got out there, which is lovely. Haven't you just recently done a tweet workshop, or was it Gareth?
Yeah, we've done a Twitter workshop at Dragon Co-working. Mm. It was a very small group because it was very hands-on.
Yeah.
But it was a really good event. People come along and still wasn't really aware of how Twitter could help them in their business. Yeah. So we were sort of like highlighting, you know, how much of a great tool it is and how they can connect with new people. And I always say that social media is a great tool to connect with someone and then go and meet them face to face, which is really important. So, they absolutely loved it.
Do you find that as one of the big things, though? People often go, oh, it doesn't work for me, but just because they don't understand how to utilise it.
Most of the time because they haven't got a plan or they don't understand what they want to achieve from these platforms. So I think,
like you say, Zoe, it's about understanding the platform itself as well. You know, Twitter isn't going to be this massive marketing tool. It doesn't work like that. So being able to build relationships.
Yeah, definitely build relationships and definitely have that strategy.
I mean, I joke about it, but I hosted an event last month, the International Women's Day event, and a lady came along to that and she was chatting to me as if, you know, we'd known each other for years and we'd never actually met. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you're a bit like, a bit stalkerish, but it's not. But because she follows, because we're connected on social media, and that, I think that's the thing, networking is really vital when you're building a business, but you do get to a point where you are busy working that you don't necessarily get enough time to get out. So social media is a good follow-up from that. You can connect with people, you can network with them, and you should say then follow it up and meet with people face-to-face, because you can't ever eliminate the face-to-face.
Yeah.
It has to be part of the whole picture.
It does. I remember when I first started out and, you know, I'd done so much networking at the start, I saturated. I was one of those ones where people must have thought, well, does she ever get any work? And that doesn't happen now anymore because we are really busy. But in the terms of, you know, I got to a point where I couldn't go networking. At that time, there was a lot of Twitter chats where there was like Kent Hour and Devon Hour. And I thought, you know what, I'll jump on and do my bit of networking online so I don't feel as guilty in not networking with people.
Yeah, exactly.
So at the time, it was great.
And that's the thing. Once you get those groups forming and those communities almost, that's where you really get to grips with them.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
I think I was saying this to somebody the other day because they're like, oh, you know, I just don't get it, whatever. But I think to be good at social media, I think you have to enjoy it as well.
You do. You've got to want to do it. You've got to have no holdbacks with it or, you know, be sceptical about it. You know, there is some really bad stuff that goes on. We all know that.
Yeah.
But if you're using it in a safe way and you're not saying things that are controversial or opinionated where you're going to get backlash, you're making sure you're connecting with the right people, then there shouldn't be an issue.
No. It was quite funny, I think, the whole issue of what people posted, like, you know, 10 years ago or something, which is coming back to bite them.
Yeah.
Nowadays, nobody, I don't think, would ever do that because they appreciate once it's there, it's there forever.
That's on the biggest stage as well. I think it was at the Oscars, was it? Kevin Hart was due to present at the Oscars. He was going to be the host and they found a homophobic tweet from about 10 years ago and he stepped down because it was, and it was going to be the first, from my understanding, is that the first black male to ever be the host of the event.
But then it makes you think, well, you know, which buggers actually search
They do it on purpose. They want to hurt the careers and that's unfortunate, and obviously that's the bad side of social media, but there's also a fantastic side as well.
But as you say, sort of these days, I don't know about some of the younger generations, but generally, certainly within using it for business, you know that you don't, you know, you don't say the wrong thing.
But then they say that social media is a freedom of speech for us to go and say what we feel and all that stuff. But then there is a fine line of where
think you just got to think long term, haven't you?
How would you say it to someone's face? If you wouldn't, then don't do it behind
exactly. Exactly. But and also, it's long term. How is it going to affect your business longer term going forward?
Yeah.
You know, if you're a business coach and a mentor, you don't go on your social media talking about what a rubbish day that you're having, and you know how you don't know how you're going to keep your business going, and exactly, because you know what, potential clients don't want to see that.
But I also think there's probably too much from that perspective, that there's not enough of that. So there's
real stuff.
There's too much glossing over on social media. So people see that they're, you know, everybody wants to shout about when they're doing well, but I think there's a real honesty to, not obviously you don't say everything, but there's an element of honesty that goes there, is that, you know, if you are anybody in a community and you have a presence, so to speak, online, you have to be honest with your listenership, because if you're inspiring, say, the next generation, if people in university are looking at you and thinking, oh, running the business is great.
It's really easy.
Yeah. It's super easy. And, you know, I'm never going to struggle. And, you know, our clients are going to pay us on time every month and all of these things. And I just think that's completely unrealistic.
And I think then it's that, then there's a fine balance, that other side, though, that, you know, I think it's really important, like you say, to be authentic and show people that you have not a great day. Mm. But then when it comes to when you speak on stage, you know, I've seen speakers that then give you this whole sob story.
Oh, yeah, that's
too
much.
To really
yeah, that's
buy,
too much.
To buy into them. And I think then that it's actually having that real fine balance. And I think, you know, sometimes on Instagram, you know, I love Instagram and I sometimes put out, you know, today's not been great. And this is what I've experienced and this is what I've learned from it. And love for you to take that away and take that for your own learning.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, Ben, in terms of really showing that authentic side.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I guess it's just about getting it right in and it's in anything you do. I was discussing this with my new employee yesterday. She's only 18, so I'm going to be learning a lot from her, aren't I? she's young, Ben.
There you go.
But she was saying about she struggles with sending emails because yeah. it's... getting the context right, that it sounds how it seems in your head. So yeah. when you're saying something to somebody and when you're saying it, it's really hard writing something to sound to that person who's reading it how you want it to. And that's exactly what you have to do with social media, isn't it? You have to make sure it sounds how it's meant to.
Otherwise they could pick it up the wrong way.
Or... Exactly. Yeah.
It's always subject to tone, isn't it?
It is.
No matter what you're doing.
Which sometimes emojis come into play.
Absolutely,
you can't
yes.
use emojis. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's always thing.
I always remember with the emojis, my member of my family always sends the laughing face emoji where it's crying.
Yeah,
But she always thought that it was like tears.
Oh.
So it's like delivering really bad news showing a cry emoji and she's just laughing throughout the message. And I was like, this, I don't really understand what you're trying to tell me here.
Yeah, is it good news or is it bad news? Yeah. We've had a tweet from, talking about tweets, where's it gone? From Fruit Pole Media, who have said, hi, Amanda and Bunker Extra crew. We are really looking forward to ZC Live 2019 and Tech Expo events. Have a great show. From Tony and George, and Cars from Kent have said, can we have a shout out? There's Cars in Kent. If you're selling or buying a car in Kent, go to @carsfromkent or carsfromkent.com, which is great. And it's just that, you know, I love this Twitter, and you can have conversations on Twitter and
meet new people,
which is great. Do you have a favourite?
Of what platform?
Yeah.
My favourite platform has always been Twitter. Mm. Twitter's, I think, has got a bit lost at the moment in terms of the hype around Instagram and the algorithm on Facebook and all the data stuff that's been going on, which is why we've invited Twitter to be one of our speakers at ZC Live. I think people do really need to know the importance of how it can really connect you with some amazing people.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, lots of people say, you know, I'll go on and do a tweet and I don't get anything from it. Well, it's about engaging. It's about reaching out. It's about really connecting and getting involved in conversations where your target audience are hanging out. It's not just about sending that tweet.
No. And that, I think, guess Twitter is one of those platforms where you can broadcast a certain amount on it, but you have to do a certain amount of engagement.
Yeah, you do.
You know, people don't get the retweet, do they?
No, they don't.
When I set up the Venues and Events Expo last year, and it's obviously our first year running it, and it took us a while. And so to begin with, we only had about 200-300 followers as we were building it up. But because of the power of retweet, i.e. somebody who owns 9 or 10 different platforms, different handles and retweeted everything, we were getting something like 150,000 impressions in 28 days on our posts. And that's what people have got to get.
Yeah, they do, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? When you're going through Twitter, like and retweet people's posts, because that's how you help share their message with your followers and their followers. And that's, I think, what people don't get with
it's
Twitter.
It's finding people as well. When I first started out, I found like 5 or 6 key people that I knew within my business community. And we were like, right, let's help each other with this.
Yeah.
Let's help each other share, communicate with each other. And by the time we'd all done that, we really expanded out the community and we've got some really great conversations going on. But I think it only was about 3 or 4 years ago that I started to think, what do I as a personal brand, really want from Twitter? You know, from ZC, it was about really communicating with the business community, but my vision is very much media and that direction of where I want to go. So how could I use Twitter in order to do that and to get in front of journalists? So thinking of a real strategy to do that has worked amazingly well.
Yeah, and I guess, as you say, it comes down to strategy.
It does, yeah.
You know, why are you using it and what you want to achieve from it, which across the board you have to do with all of the platforms. Yeah. I'm loving Instagram at the moment.
Oh, Instagram's amazing.
Instagram's the one I always struggle with. And it's because I'm not a natural photo taker, so I don't actively go out. I'm knocking the keyboard. I'm so not used to this co-hosting.
We need to give him a bit more training.
Hey, guys, just thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not the person. It's my partner typically who will take all of the photos throughout the evening and pest me all evening. And she's very active on Instagram. Mm. Me, not so much. But I have to intentionally do Instagram. Mm.
But I think it comes down to, at the end of the day, utilizing the platforms that best suit you and your business.
Yeah, of course,
you know, some businesses don't suit Instagram. You know, the events industry is perfect for Instagram because it's so visual.
Yeah.
So visual. I need to spend more time understanding how to use Instagram properly for my business now because I always get loads of great comments on my content. I get great content out there and I love taking, nobody notices, but I like taking photos and selfies. Oh, have you heard?
I've never noticed that.
Have you not?
No.
Quick sidestep, on the radio I heard this morning that Blue Water have got a selfie factory. I'm like, right, we're going next week, Easter holidays.
Amazing. Does the kids will love it.
Oh, I can't wait. That's me, I'm there. Lucy's like, no, Mum. I'm like, yes, we're going.
It's really, really
good. They're sorted.
They're sorted. Yeah. Great idea. But obviously, so again, it's not for everybody.
It's not. It's, again, having a strategy. Why are you using it? Are your target audience hanging out on there? You know, looking at other similar companies, what success is they having with it? How can you then make that unique to you? So I think, you know, Instagram is very much about storytelling. You know, you've got Instagram stories, which is documenting your day when you're not too busy to try and capture it throughout the day as well, which is exciting. But, you know, for me, for example, I'm using it for my personal brand to just showcase me as a person and my story. So I will find an image that represents my day and write a story about the day, but also give my viewers something to take away, which is really important.
Yeah, no, which is great. And I think you say, for what I don't understand is these influencers that have like tens of thousands of followers. How?
It's all about the engagement.
Do they buy them to begin with?
No, some people do, but for the most part, no.
It's building it up. So I think that now is not about followers on any platform.
No.
So many people still use the metrics of how many likes I've got or how many follows.
It's vanity, isn't it? It's
vanity
metrics.
Yeah, and it's engagement right now. It's about you getting as much engagement as you can, because the more engagement you get, the more it's shared, the more people that are going to comment, and those more dedicated people, the more the people that are going to take the action.
Yeah.
So I think that's what people have really got to focus on.
And I think that brings us on nicely to LinkedIn.
Yeah,
because that has just gone.
That's my favourite platform.
Yeah, it's
just really fantastic.
Yeah.
LinkedIn for connecting with engaging. I was going through because of doing the Venues and Events Expo coming up in May, by the way, people, 9th of May.
Nice plug.
I know. Just creep it in there. I was going through and I'm inviting obviously people that it's pertains to via LinkedIn, and I'm like, I'm actually connected with some really high up people in these industries. And I think, well, you know what? They've connected with me. They've accepted my connection request. They're obviously interested in engaging with me.
Yeah.
And I have had, from the invites I've given out so far, I've had some really nice replies.
Oh,
that looks great. You know, contact this person, or sorry, we can't make it. But, you know, the engagement's there. And always, whenever I connect with people on LinkedIn, I always say, thank you for connecting with me.
Yeah, I do. It's nice. And because they've actually shown an interest, they've taken time to look at your profile. Because that's the part of LinkedIn that I get the most business from.
Mm.
Who viewed my profile?
Yes.
I mean, how amazing is that feature?
There's,
on LinkedIn?
There's some form of interest, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have looked otherwise.
I mean, so, that's better than having a website.
It really
is. I don't
really
get to see unless you use something like Lead Feeder or Lead Forensics. Yeah.
And do you the premium? Do you pay?
I got premium on a really good rate years ago. So I got it for like £29 a month or something.
Yeah.
So I see every time someone views my profile, or say someone so and so views your profile. And it's really interesting because you see competitors maybe checking you out sometimes, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, going on there and seeing some people that I might want to work with, you know, I just messaged them saying, I noticed you've viewed my profile. If I can be of any assistance, please don't hesitate to contact me. And, you know, that for me is a really great warm lead.
Yeah, definitely. And with the, because I had LinkedIn sales for quite a while when I was in sales, and it's such a great platform in terms of like a CRM system as well, because it funnels everything, so you can get right down to the exact type of people that you want. That's you need brilliant. To be speaking to and go from there.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and I think I forgot what I was going to say now. I had a whole thing ready. But no, I think it's, again, it's one of those, if you're B2B, it's just the platform to utilize. And, you know, we get so much interest on things. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I love that the showcase pages you have now.
Fantastic.
Which is great.
Your events.
Yeah, so exactly. You can put your events on the showcase page, which is great, because then you can fill them up with all the details of what's happening on the event and share that around. So it is.
I'm sure a lot of businesses also say to me, oh, I won't go on LinkedIn because I'm very much business to consumer. And I make them look at it in a different way, that actually who influences the end user? So those influencers are going to be on LinkedIn, who of which you can build relationships with, where they spread the message to the masses for you.
Yeah, exactly.
The individuals and...
Yeah, LinkedIn, B2B is the place to be.
Yeah, I think also it's what comes back down to the, it's who you know.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah.
and building your business is always about who you know. And helping each other. So,
because it only takes one like, and then you've accessed their 1,000 connections, and then another 1,000 connections, and another 1,000, and it just grows naturally from there.
Yeah,
I like that. That's where we found the kind of the biggest impact, especially for my personal branding stuff as well. I found more impact on LinkedIn than I have via Twitter, as example, because I'm not as good on Twitter as I am on LinkedIn, because my the type of content I typically put out is more corporate, because that's the background I'm from. Yeah. So I have to try to put more kind of small business focus on it and a bit more fun on there. So I typically post that stuff on Facebook, but yeah, LinkedIn, it's more corporate.
Yeah, no, I like that when you get a, this is not Facebook, don't put that type of content on here. Yeah. But sometimes it's like lighten up. Lighten up, it's good to have a bit of fun sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is great. And just, oh, you know what, I just love social media and just how it can help build, grow your business. If you utilize, you say you've got the strategy, it's fantastic.
And I think more people need to understand that, you know, when you are a small business, you know, that that budget that you do have for social is very, very low.
Yeah.
And it's not about making quick sales. It's about really building that awareness and your connection. So I always say, you know, it's return on your influence over the first 6 to 9, even 12 months, and then return on investment after that when you've made those connections and you're getting the calls to action.
Yeah, no,
definitely. I mean, when I started the business last January, so my whole aim was, I knew I wouldn't be able to get out in front of people because I still have sales work to do in the background. Yeah. But my aim was to build a brand that at least people would recognize if I walked into a room. And I went to a networking event about 6 months later, and they said, oh, I recognize the blue M. I was like, yes, that's exactly good. That's the nicest compliment you can give to me, because I don't mind if you don't recognize my face, but if you recognize my brand, then I'm doing something right.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's working. Now, I knew we would have this trouble today. We're going to carry on talking, but let's have a quick break. And then when we come back, we've got two events to talk to you about. And obviously we're going to speak a lot more with Zoe. So we'll be right back. I like a bit of Queen, and I chose this song today because I think it actually highlights all business owners. So do you know what it is? Blank looks. It's one of those songs that's really slow to get started as well. We'll be right back.
jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2,
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 5th of April, and I am joined in the studio today by our fabulous brand new co-host, the young Ben Abbott.
Hello again.
Hello again.
We're back.
We're back.
I haven't broken anything yet.
Paul's listening. He doesn't want to know if you've broken anything. Yes. Don't ever let him break anything. And our guest today is the superly gorgeous international social media speaker and owner of ZC Social Media, Zoe Cairns.
Oh, it's great to be here.
We have been having a great old conversation. Yeah. Tell you what, it's one of those conversations. Literally, you could spend hours.
You could.
Having a coffee, talking about social media, couldn't you? Because there's just so much to talk about.
Yeah, pretty much. Never stopping.
No. Exactly. And of course you two don't, because you do a lot. Both of you, it's part of your business. So, but as a business owner, it should be part of everybody's business, which is the thing. Now, we are very much in danger of slipping away with lots of different conversations. But what I do want to do is we've got two events coming up. Three events, actually. Let me quickly mention the Venues and Events Expo Southeast, which is a four-day exhibition for events agencies, corporate buyers, PAs, VAs, venue finders and business owners. Basically what we've got is we've got a whole room full of amazing venues from throughout the southeast of England and a few from London, some great suppliers that are great for your next event. So whether you're doing a big ZC Live event with a couple of hundred people, if you're just doing, you know, if you're looking for somewhere for a meeting space or small event space or away days, we've got everything for you. It's free to attend. It's absolutely great. We've also got a great lineup of speakers talking about different subjects around events such as social media. There's some guy called, I don't know, Ben Nabbott.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Don't know what he's like. Don't know if he's any good
Apparently
at speaking.
Apparently he's quite young. I don't know.
And he breaks everything.
So we've got Ben Abbott. We've got event sustainability we're talking about. We've got speakers, working with speakers. Jane Farnham from the Great British Speakers is great. She's coming along. We've got amazing workshops. So we've got team building with Byte are back with us again this year. And the workshop is going to be making puzzle feeders for capuchin monkeys.
Oh.
I know.
I did the team building with Byte last year at the Vexpo. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good fun.
This year they're doing the puzzle feeders, and what they're going to do is once they're made in the morning session, then the team are going to take them down to Port Lim, give them to the monkeys, and then film, you know, live broadcast putting it in. We did that last year with the grillers. It was fantastic. We've got canapes and bubbles with the lovely Chives caterers. We've got health and wellbeing with Event Well, and of course, you know, you've got to have a bit of cocktail, so we've got cocktail masterclasses as well. Yeah. So much. There's going to be some great venues for you to meet, some great suppliers. So if you go to Venues Events Expo, expo.co.uk, book your free place to attend, because it's going to be so much fun. It's just a great fun day out, and you can say it's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. I might try and get somebody to give me a lift if there's cocktails and,
exactly. Well, if you're going to get to Maidstone East train station, we have got King's Ferry Group. I've got their corporate luxury coach, which is transporting
people. That's a very good idea, right?
From Maidstone East train station to the venue and back again at the end of the day, which is going to be great. Another exhibition coming up. Ben, you've got the full details there, so I'll let you tell us more about it.
Yeah, so myself and Amanda are running the first ever event of its kind in the Southeast. We're running Tech Expo UK, and we've got some fantastic speakers. We've got Microsoft coming, Ten Intelligence, me again, Cripps Law, Dale Carnegie, and we've got some fantastic workshops going on at the event. We've got the lovely Zoe Cairns, we've got AM Marketing, 6-2 Tech, Claire Derbyshire from LinkedIn, Mike Hacks as well, Mike Hacker. Video. We're covering everything to do with tech. You need to be at this event, guys. We are going to be talking about stuff you didn't even realize you need to be looking at.
Exactly.
And obviously Microsoft as our headline speaker as well is going to be fantastic. I don't know if this is 100% true, but I think it's the first time Microsoft have ever spoken in Kent.
That's brilliant.
That'll be
I'm
awesome.
Pretty sure.
And that, just come for that.
Just come for that. Just come for Microsoft, guys. Fantastic. I know Brian, he's a lovely guy and so intelligent, and he will definitely help you understand how your businesses should be utilizing more Microsoft products.
To be fair, just to have somebody explain Microsoft products is good.
So definitely. And we use Microsoft Office 365.
Yeah.
But the suite is so big. The resources we've got in there. The other day I was saying, oh, we'll use Slack. And someone said, well, why don't you use the team? Is it called Team in Microsoft?
Yeah, it's Microsoft?
Microsoft
Teams, yeah.
And it's just fantastic.
Yeah, well, Brian's the director of OEM systems. So basically what that means is that his team designed Windows 10. So the software that you're using right now.
So we can blame him.
The first initial thing, we got to sit on the laptop when I sat down and met with him ages ago. And obviously they're the team that constantly supports all of the systems that you guys use on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to hear from the people that sort of design it and make the difference, really.
It's really good.
Yeah, and obviously then we're going to have loads of exhibitors as well. So it's about learning about what digital is out there to help you build and grow your business.
And that is Thursday the 26th of September, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. And that is also at the Kent Event Centre in Detling.
If you go to techexpouuk.com, I don't even know my own website address. registration will be open next week, I promise. I promise it's open. But obviously we're still looking for exhibitors. So if you want to join us, again, go to the website and connect with us. We just love putting on these big. I love putting on these big exhibitions, just so it can help business owners find.
They're really niche as well.
Yeah,
so it's very like you're going there about technology, and I think that's the way that events need to go now.
Yeah, very niche, very particular.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. It should be really, really good.
It's gonna be
really excited about it.
It's going to be awesome. And then obviously we've got ZC Live as well. That's come around so fast. It's amazing.
Last year was amazing, and you know, we've brought it back this year. It's slightly different. We've got probably more of the ZC team speaking, and some great speakers come along. We've got Twitter. I just feel Twitter's being sort of like pushed out a little bit,
and
I just
great.
Think, you know, people need to know the value of Twitter. So we've got someone from Twitter coming along to speak, and we've got Content Cal talking about content. It's going to be another great event.
I guess that's the thing, isn't it, with social media, because it's constantly updating, it's constantly changing. It's how do you keep on top of it, and you know, what do you need to do? So ZC Live is great because it covers all the basics and everything social.
Yeah,
which is great. And what I love about it as well is it's plain English, basically, at the end of the day.
We want people to be able to go away and take action.
Yeah.
We could have every single platform at the event talking about the future of the platforms, but we want people to be able to take away and actually action stuff that's actually going to benefit their business, which is why we make it very workshoppy when people come, which is what we want to make different this year.
Yeah, I guess get people, because that's another thing that happens if you've got lots of talking going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just don't take it on board. No. But if you're actually making them
yeah,
showing them to do it.
Yeah. Like forcing them in the workshop.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get your phone out. Do it now.
Yeah. So it should be a really good event. And, you know, it has come around really quickly. There's still some spaces for exhibitors, but we all know from the last few years that that's not our real concentration on ZC Live. It's mainly about you coming along, having a free day. We've got free breakfast, and NatWest is sponsoring
really
the breakfast.
Really lovely.
Yeah.
I don't think I will go on holiday now.
I'm there. Free food, I'm there.
Actually, that would be a really good tweet thing.
As long as you've got Prosecco at the end of the day, then.
Yeah. No, we've got beer from Roland at Dragon Co-working.
I still need to have a word with Roland. Roland, Prosecco for the ladies.
Yeah, Prosecco for the ladies, Roland. Yeah, so we've got lots going on. It's been a real great journey this year in planning it, and you know, the direction of ZC Social Media is changing in terms of us as a company. So we didn't want to change ZC Live this year, but next year there'd be a big difference.
So is this year five?
This is going to be year three on our own, we've said Sea Live, before we were with the Chamber.
Carry on talking, skip over that.
Get Social Ken. But ZC Live is our own ZC social media event, and it's our third year.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What was the thoughts behind doing the first one?
The thoughts behind doing the first one, it all started that we do our monthly social media academies every month, and we have up to 60 to 80 small businesses in Medway come along every month to listen to us talk. And then they were like, we would love to have a whole day. So we thought, well, we can definitely put a whole day of content together. That's quite easy. And, you know, we've got some really great supporters out there. We're like, you know, we'd love to sponsor it and get the awareness of our brand out there. And so, do you know what? Putting that together was just, quite easy to do as such. We've already got an audience that would come along. And for me, it's not so much of a money generating thing. It's more about adding value to a community, because ultimately these startups and small businesses and medium sized businesses that come along, they might not need our services straight away, but ultimately down the line, they're going to need our assistance.
Yeah, definitely.
So for us, it's more of a community thing. It's definitely about raising our profile and awareness in the local community. But we're looking forward to meeting new people, and, you know, people from the last 3 years that have been coming along as well. So
I guess that's a nice thing as well. It's built a community with it as well.
It's fantastic.
And each year you can build on it, develop it. And
which is what I love. And mould it to, you know, we've seen a transition from the first year where it is very corporate, from where we come away from the Chamber. Mm. And now we're moulding it to our personality and our brand. And I think that's where we can see it going. We've got a whole great setup for next year, as it's our 10th birthday as well.
Of course.
We've got some really exciting
stuff. Any sneak previews?
Yeah. Oh, Joe, I'd love to say. Yeah. But,
we'll get out of her later, people, and just post it all over social media.
Yeah. But yeah, this year is going to be the last year of how ZC runs, ZC Live runs. Next year is going to be a completely different.
But that's good, because I think with events, I think they have a lifespan, especially when they're niche as well, because social media is constantly changing, tech is constantly changing, events is constantly changing. So unless you can change with them, it's, you know, you're going to lose your audience.
Yeah. It's no difference to a business, right?
No, exactly.
A business has to reinvent itself, even if they're offering the same products. It's reinventing themselves every so often.
And we've found that we've been doing that with ZC Social Media the last 2 years. You know, offerings have changed.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Business need different things. So therefore, you know, we're ever evolving, which you have to, otherwise you'll just go out of business.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that. I love that word, evolving.
I love that, evolving, yeah.
And you say next year's your 10th year.
Our 10th year, and we're hiring up in a castle for our birthday.
You're not.
We are. We've had a bit of a joke, and me and Gareth was like, oh, whatever next. We want to get the ZC logo highlighted on the side of the building.
I know, really good company for that.
Oh, well, that would be really good. And we're going to talk to Jetstream Tours about seeing if they'll bring our guests up the River Medway and dropping them off at the pier.
Fantastic.
A bit like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out here when they turn up on the speedboat. That would be just awesome. So, yeah, we're thinking of all great ways for next year. But, yeah, ZC Live and our 10th birthday is going to be awesome next year.
Yeah, it's good. And I love that. I think when you get those milestones as well.
Yeah.
So how did this, we haven't got much time left because we were talking away, but where did it all start?
I was a mortgage broker back in, I started in 2006. In 2008, the recession hit. In 2009, my boss said to me, you've got to go and get your own leads. So I went networking, which I thought, that's daunting. But I started out on Facebook, joined loads of groups, just started to engage in those groups, become known as the mortgage broker in those groups. Was able to then service those clients. But then I loved the social media side because my background is IT and websites. So I thought, you know what, I just want to go and do this on my own. And I went into my boss one day and said, you know what, I'm going to look to leave. And he said, you can go now, which I probably would do to someone who might not be interested in working with me anymore. So he gave me a box, packed my stuff, and that's where ZC Social Media come alive.
Literally thrown into
the deep end. Yeah, it was a challenge though. And, you know, I won't admit it wasn't easy.
And I guess to be fair, we're looking sort of 9-10 years ago. Social media for business was still very, very new.
It was very new, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So you're sort of one of the pioneering social media companies.
I think there's only a few of us still that started out back then.
Yeah. Because I guess they pop up quite often these days, specifically social media, and some of them are terrible.
Because there's no barriers to entry in social media management, and I think that's the thing. So where you're having that, the get up and go to go start a business, everybody thinks, right, let's do social media because we can do that. Everybody can do social media. We just post stuff.
And it's
there's a lot more than that.
Is a lot more. And I think once you get into it, you understand. It's like when you work with big brands, it's like getting that multi-channel knowledge and how you then distribute that across the chat. It's so in-depth.
Yeah,
it's
especially with like even things like internal communications and making sure that I forget the term of it now, but effectively the one part knows what the other part of the business is doing at the same time. So you're not kind of counterproductive against each other.
Yeah, exactly that. So it's challenging, but again, like I mentioned, ever evolving.
And how have you seen it change over the years?
So changed in terms of different platforms, but the way in which we communicate via social media, it used to be that we would broadcast out. Now it's about engagement. Mm. Now it's about making sure that, you know, you do have a set strategy and you're not spending too much time on resources that something's not working.
And I guess it's changed as business has changed and the way that people want to market business and all that you know, that face has even changed over the last 10 years.
I mean, now we're working on projects of outreach and influencer marketing, although when the fire festival come out, that did sort of like bring a few
everybody's
alarms.
Terrified of it.
If you haven't heard of the fire, so it's FYRE festival, it's a Netflix special, but it's worth a watch because that I think demonstrated two things: one about the events industry, but two about social media. And you know, but the thing that got me, just a brief outline, basically these guys in America decided to put on this amazing, fabulous, super duper event. They supposedly got an island. They were going to put up glamping pods, put on, it was a festival really, wasn't it? About, you know, different bands and music and everything. And they sold, you know, hundreds of tickets and they were putting it all out there on social media and they did a promo video and they did loads of coverage and, you know, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of people spending loads of money. And then it was a complete flop. Yeah. And then the people turned up and it wasn't an island and they had nowhere to sleep or they had some tents which kept falling down. And the whole thing was, it's scary. But it just shows you that, you know, the power of social media. With events, you have to sell, you know, the dream of how an amazing event, but then they didn't deliver.
I know. And this is the worst thing. And he knew weeks before, but you've got to watch it, you know.
I haven't seen it yet.
You need to watch it, Ben. Yeah. It really makes you go. And also it's like, how are these people so stupid that, you know, 2 days before they hadn't had flight details or things like that? It's like,
I think he was just he's putting his head in the sand. Yeah. You know, I think he thought that things might turn around really quickly. And I felt sorry for him a little bit because he was very much an ideas guy. I think he needed someone to pull the reins a little bit, which is why I've got Gareth, which is amazing. You know, he holds my reins back. And if I've got great ideas, and that's what I think happened to this guy in this documentary.
He just got too carried away. I don't know. I think that they were hoped to put, you know, they kept on trying to do stuff to put the event together. But then every time they brought specialists in, people were going, you can't do this. This isn't going to work. They didn't listen. But no, it really is a good eye opener for the use of social media and events. It's scary. And also as a person, you know, check what you're booking up for. Make sure it does exist.
Yeah, just a simple Google search. Because if it sounds too good to be true, it normally always is. Mm. So on that basis, just take some care.
Well, unfortunately, I can't believe this because I really could literally speak to you for hours and the time is coming to the end of the show. So ZC Live is free.
Yeah.
So if people want to register, where do they need to go?
They need to go to zclive.co.uk. It's a whole free day and a free breakfast.
Free breakfast as well. It's fantastic.
We've got 110 booked on for the breakfast so far.
Really? It's going to be a busy breakfast. And that's it, as well as learning amazing amounts about social media. It's great networking opportunities.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
All those different businesses that you can network with.
And, you know, the great thing last year was some people were finding that there was funding opportunities there. There was a stand all about funding and they were saying that it was helping their business grow as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fantastic. And it's at the Strood Academy
on
the 31st
of May.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been great to have you on and learn more about the Z Live.
Thank you.
I'd got Zoe to tell a little bit about herself, because there's just one or two people out there might not know who you are.
Yeah, there's loads of people that don't know who I am.
And we've got a couple of minutes, we didn't manage to cover your international speaking
Yeah, well, we can do that on another show.
We have to.
Maybe you invite me back.
Yeah, we definitely. Just about the speak. Well, we should do, because that's your journey on that, I think, is just phenomenal.
Oh, I love it. I love telling people my story and telling them what I've learned. But that's another show. It'd be lovely.
No, definitely. We'll have Zoe back on because it's a great, great learning curve. So it's fantastic. Ben, what have you got coming up over the next couple of weeks?
For me, we've just launched our Understanding the Voice Search system. So we're running a webinar on the 24th of April. Yeah, the 24th of April between 10:30 and 11:30. So it's an hour long. It's just helping business owners understand what they need to be preparing for. And also for SEO agencies, if you're working with clients and they're asking about voice, it's how to help you understand, you know, you need to adapt your strategy slightly and start moving towards that. So it'll be very interesting. Looking forward to it. And just go to www.maximum-media.co.uk/voice-webinar.
Because if you haven't listened to, Ben was on the show a couple of months ago. We had a great show again talking about voice. So what we'll do is again, in a couple of shows time, we'll cover that again so people can understand the power and importance of voice. I can't remember the numbers.
It's one in 10 homes.
One in 10 homes has a voice device.
So that's an Alexa device. So, I mean, everybody has a voice device. I don't know the exact figure, but it's probably over 80% because your phone is a voice device right now.
Yeah.
So it's how you use that to search for businesses, and they need to be able to react.
And this is what you're going to be talking about at Texpo, isn't it?
Yes, we're going to go into a lot more detail in Texpo. So we'll start with the basics and then kind of move up into intermediary type stuff that you need to be knowing as a business owner. But it's all going to be very interactive, and, you know, we'll get you understanding how it works.
And I think that's the thing with technology, is just going, it's transforming so fast.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just about understanding and knowing what's out there. And I'm so excited about being able to use VR and AR more for marketing. Come into my event and let me show you what it could be like if it was your event, all those type of things, where it's visual. Great. And the AR, you can have a meeting with somebody, not in the same room. That's just a bit spooky, isn't it? And we know that's already out there, but obviously not in the general domain, as it were, because it's quite costly. But so much to talk about. But we have come to the end of another fabulous show. So thank you, Ben, for co-hosting today.
Thank you very much.
We think he did all right, didn't he? He did all right.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of responsibility now with this keyboard. So I'm waiting and I'm preparing myself. Again. Yeah.
And again, thank you to the lovely Zoe Cairns for coming on today. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you.
Next week's show is who I've got. So I've got the fabulous Julie Daniel is back next week, the chic stylist. So we're going to have to make sure we dress nicely and look nice, because I always feel shabby next to her. And our guests are Anwin Cooper and Dan Corp, who individually have their own businesses, but together they have just joined to bring you Bright Minds in Business, which is a new networking growth event that they run in quite regularly, and they're going to be telling us more about that. The next one of those is coming up on the 8th of May. Make sure you listen to that. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show, The Business Bunker, on Tuesday from 1 till 3. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.